Today's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Jason Bond, weed scientist with Mississippi State University's Delta Research and Extension Center in Stoneville, Mississippi. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Still our two major weed problems in cotton are glyphosate-resistant palm amaranth and then resistant Italian ryegrass, which is a winter annual. So they fight that, you know, during their pre-plant burn down herbicide programs. And that's a challenge throughout the winter and the spring months. And of course, now we're really into that rapid vegetative growth stage in the cotton. So a lot of post-emergence treatments have gone out. You know, one of the major challenges that our guys in the Mid-South have faced this spring has been the weather. It's been wet for prolonged periods of time. You know, planting was delayed, and then, you know, some was replanted, but we got, you know, areas of really heavy rain. We had some very cool nights, and some cotton was emerging. So everything's just kind of spread out.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Thrips have been pretty challenging on the seedling cotton, so a lot of questions have revolved around mixing insecticide targeting thrips in with their early season post-emergence herbicide application. Pre-emergence herbicide injury, it's a problem every year. It's really not so much related to the herbicides as it is to the weather that the cotton encounters after it emerges and that pre-emergence herbicide has been used. You know, these herbicides have been around for 30 to 50 years in some cases, and, you know, they carry some baggage with them. You know, there is some injury potential associated with them because with seedling cotton and a hot residual herbicide in poor weather, you know, cool, wet weather, that's just kind of a perfect storm. We've seen it on soybeans a tremendous amount this year, too. It's the same concept.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There's not any right now. You know, we're still working on the new herbicide-resistant technologies that will be out, you know, over the next 2 to 5 years. At our facility, what we've focused our efforts on there is working out how those will be included in our recommended weed control programs. And then we have some other scientists with Mississippi State that have worked on some more of the stewardship aspects of it, you know, with the off-target movement and sprayer clean-out, things like that. But at Stoneville, our role in developing that for Mississippi has been more on the applied aspect of how we'll include it. If we were going to have those technologies online for next year, then we would dump them right into our existing recommendations, so we would not cease to recommend an act planting pre-emergence herbicide. We would still recommend the same products that we've recommended for the last several years since the resistant palmer has gotten bad, and then we would just include those newer products, you know, on the appropriate varieties in place of or in addition to the early season over-the-top application.